Well, it just means a little extra.
You'd call that?
How do I say it? Leany up?
Did they do that around here?
No. If they do, they haven't done it for me.
How did you hear that? Was it done in this part of the country?
Not in the grocery store that I know anything about.
What do you associate it with?
Well, I've heard people say it when they were talking about a fat person. When they were, you know, too fat or something, they'd say they had a little extra Leany app or something. Oh.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go to the couch
sit down?
Or
lie down?
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just went to bed.
Laid in bed?
And he said she walked up to the altar and she
knelt.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp.
And if you saw a friend walking home and you had your car, you'd say, can I
give you a ride?
Or can I what you
pick you up? Oh, take you home?
Do you ever say carry you home?
Yeah. I would just say, can I carry you home?
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way would be
push it.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried them home?
Anything else you'd say besides carry, if it's real heavy?
Nothing else I would say.
Have you heard anything?
Yeah, people say tote them.
How does that sound to you?
Well, sounds okay. I don't say it.
What if there's something that's, say, real heavy or hard to handle, like a real heavy suitcase? You'd say, I had to walk that suitcase up two flights of stairs. I had to
carry?
Do you ever say lug or pack?
Lug, yeah, and pack.
What's the difference?
No difference to me.
Do you have the idea that it's very heavy? Or?
Yeah. That means, you know, if you had to lug something or pack it, well, it means it's pretty heavy.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
do not touch it.
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to start work
sun up.
And you worked until
sundown.
And you said, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun
set.
Or this morning the sun.
Oh, rose.
Okay. When I got outside, the sun had already
set.
Or it had already
gone down.
Or you call that going up, it had already.
You're talking about the morning?
Yeah.
Oh. The sun had already risen.
All night long the wind
blew,
and the wind has
blown,
and the wind started to
blow.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
If it had been gentle and it was getting stronger, blowing harder.
What if it's just the opposite? It had been stronger, it's getting weaker.
Dying down.
Okay. And if the wind is from this direction, you say that it's
from this direction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a minute. Let's see. From this direction, west.
Okay, the wind.
You say directly this direction? West.
How would you say that? The wind is
blowing from the west.
And a wind halfway between north and